Hello everyone, and welcome to the second much-awaited installment of Audl Logs on Actuality.log. At least I'm going to think of it as being much-awaited, because that just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside. It's been a long time since I did one of these, and there have been quite a few changes in these parts in that period. For one, you're now on my journal via a different domain name, emphatically static.org, and I've dumped that old, dull grayish, dark bluish theme for something much more cheery, this newer black and white theme. A more cheery theme perhaps, but not to fret, we still feature more of that same heavy, almost morose content you've grown to love, or at least you've gotten used to. But all this you already know, and to those three people who haven't updated their links to my journal yet, please do so. Anyway, since there wasn't too much negative feedback about the way this was handled the last time, I've decided not to deviate too much from that template. It's just that this time I'm recording this piece on my new Macintosh using a program called GarageBand, and at the moment things don't look very good for it since my built-in microphone is a little bit noisy, but we'll see how things work out. And in any event, I'm also simultaneously recording this on my little music player thingy, since I'm not too keen on redoing this lest things end up screwed. Since I am now going by the new pseudonym Pundit, you can get back to me by emailing me at pundit@emphatically static.org or just leaving a comment below. For those with ADD, that's pundit@emphatically static.org, the website at which you picked up this piece, or at least should have. Anyway, moving along to business, we turn to today's thought. This has been at the back of my mind for the longest time, and I'm sure I've brought it up at some point or the other on my journal. But I've been prompted by a few things recently to bring it up yet again. Briefly, it all tends to revolve around one thing. The notion of the guy needing to be this knight in shining armor. I was just air quoting right there, but you can't see that. I'm not sure if this is something inherent to being male, or whether it's years and years of video games. You know, the ones involving the strong heroes rescuing helpless princesses, or Disney cartoons with similarly based themes finally getting to me, but there is this constantly nagging urge to be this protective rescuer sort of guy. And who am I rescuing? What exactly am I rescuing or protecting anyone from? I don't know. But this urge still exists, quite strongly I might add. It's just that in modern society, where you don't really go out and fight wild beasts and such to feed your family, there exists little scope to satiate these needs. So it stands to reason that any opportunity that presents itself along these lines ought to be pounced upon, don't you think? And one of the primary reasons I'm bringing this up this evening is one of my nearest neighbors. Now, to put it bluntly, she's in this somewhat violent, I guess borderline abusive relationship with this brute. As far as I've observed, they've been around here and together for a couple of years now, though I must admit I only vaguely know them. You know, the high hellos in the corridors, or the awkward conversations when you're doing your laundry at the same time, stuff like that. But if there is one thing I am certain about, is that they've been having problems for quite a while. And how do I know this? Because I have ears, that's how. I hear their heated altercations all the time. The shouts and the yells, the banging, the nondescript screams, you know, your standard fare. The first thought that obviously raced through my mind was, oh my goodness, here she is, the quintessential example of the poor, helpless damsel in distress we have all been waiting for. Time to rush in and bail her out. But as it turns out, I didn't, and I probably won't do anything. In fact, I don't even want to. I know I'm being entirely evil by ignoring this completely, but scary as it seems, I just don't see what the grand payoff is at the end of it all. I mean, think about it. What could be the best case scenario resulting from this? That I don't get beaten up by the guy, even though he's burly and twice my size? That he miraculously listens to me and stops bothering her? And now she looks up to me as some sort of savior and is forever indebted to me? What then? I get to abuse that fact in some weird and devious way? No, it's definitely not worth it. And why? Because at the heart of it all, it's just that I don't find her particularly attractive. That's why. This is a stark but useful realization. A realization with which comes a certain measure of peace. Because This need to be a protective, providery guy is neither society imposed nor is it inherent. It's just something that you do because you want to. Something that you do because you want to get your foot in the door. You somehow have this warped delusion that your good deed is going to tug at her heartstrings and you'll win her over or something like that. You are in no way doing this because you have to or because you're wired to. And now, at least to me, this whole scheme is beginning to make a lot more sense. A short while ago, I was talking to this other woman, a woman whose state can be considered to be quite dire. Her issues range from obvious self-image problems to family troubles, including, I think, childhood abuse, financial worries, and off late, even scary-sounding diseases. At some point in the conversation, she said, and I'm paraphrasing from memory here, where is my prince, the one who's going to carry me away from all of this? I don't know what I said then, but I do know what I would say now if I were asked the same thing. Don't pin all your hopes on him showing up. That's it. And I would try to change the topic. I've realized that there is this constant, even if unconscious, judgment of the worthiness of the princess, air quoting again. And seriously, even if I had the heart to tell her, you have way too many issues and it seems like too much work to get it all sorted out, so don't expect him to show up anytime soon. What I wouldn't have the heart to do was to complete that sentence. It's not too much work to do for any woman. It just feels like too much work to do for you because you don't seem worth it. Evil? Yes. Dishonest? No. And herein, we reach the cool, or rather cold, realization at the end of it all. You want to be the knight in shining armor? Yes. But not anyone's knight in shining armor. Just the cases where you fancy the princess enough to find her a worthy payoff. Admitting this both saddened me and in some weird sense also liberated me. Because in a surprising trifecta of sorts, recently I've been forced to ponder over another seemingly unrelated topic, my life's ambitions. But I don't think it's fair to bore you even more by getting into that this evening. It'll probably end up as a supplementary entry on my journal, or maybe even a future audio log. And so, with that, I think I will end for this evening. I'd love to hear your thoughts on these and other related affairs. In case you've already forgotten, you can email me at pundit@mfactorystatic.org or leave a comment below. I assure you that this audio log wasn't released just to quell this recent dearth of comments my journal is experiencing. Until next time, happy reading!